You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
Namaste and welcome to my island. It's episode number 26 of Power to the Small Business. It's the internet show that informs and educates you about small business marketing. We find the brightest minds in marketing, bring them on the show, and then pick their brains clean of all their good ideas. And we do it all for free. Hello, my name is Jay Arrett. I coach, consult, speak, and write about small business marketing from the Small Business Marketing Island in Waco, Texas. That's about halfway between Dallas and Austin. My website is themarketingspot.com. My blog is themarketingspot.blogspot.com, and that's where you can find the show notes and links from this episode. The podcast archives can be found at themarketingspot.podomatic.com. That's also where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can also search us on iTunes for The Marketing Spot or Power to the Small Business. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter name is The Marketing Guy. So this is the first show in about a month. I took a long vacation with my wife. It was our second honeymoon, celebrating our 10th anniversary. We went to the Poconos up in Pennsylvania, then on to New York City and Philadelphia. Had a great time. When I got back, I immediately headed to Austin for South by Southwest. And at South by Southwest, I met all my blog and Twitter friends. Also hosted a core conversation with Becky Carroll of Customers Rock on the subject of posse blogging. Also thanks to Steve Woodruff for his contributions. While at South by Southwest, which surprisingly, by the way, did not just gorge itself exclusively on social media, all the topics being discussed, I began to wonder just what is the state of small business marketing? Where are we? Where is it going? There's so much going on right now. I think we're in this great transition period, a digital divide, if you will. It's a transition between the old and the new media. And there are opportunities on both sides of this divide to market your business. So on this episode, I invited four guests to share their thoughts and advice on the state of small business marketing. Now, each are involved in small business marketing in some way, and I spoke with each via Skype. The guests are Rod Sloan. He is author of 121 Marketing Ideas to Grow Your Small Business. Drew McClellan of McClellan Marketing Group and author of the popular blog Drew's Marketing Minute. We also have Becky McCray, a small-town entrepreneur and curator of smallbizsurvival.com, and Matt Foster, CEO of Artworks, an SEO firm or search engine optimization firm in Austin, Texas. Now, after their comments, stick around and I'll share my thoughts on the state and the future of small business marketing. Let's get started, shall we? And now we're talking to Rod Sloan. He's an author, consultant on the subject of small business marketing. He's written a book called 121 Marketing Ideas to Grow Your Small Business. And Rod, welcome to Power to the Small Business.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you today.
We're trying to gauge the state of small business marketing right now. If you could just give me your overall opinion, what is the state of small business marketing?
Okay, I think in the current climate, I think it's time really to go back to basics and make sure you do the simple things as well as possible. And I found that if you try and do too much sophisticated at the moment, then you may miss out. So I think it's time to simply get back to basics.
Get back to basics. Now, that's interesting because we are in this time, this transition period, I think, when we're moving from old media to new media. And if you're online at all, you see all the social media evangelists, you see all the people pushing this new technology. What do you mean by sticking with the basics?
Okay, let me explain that further. I'll give you an example of a firm in the UK that's doing this in a very simple way. Barefoot and Giles are a firm of architects in Essex, which is a county just east of London. I guess it's the Long Island to New York as Essex is to London. They're a two-partner firm, and they have one office manager. And they sat down recently and they said, okay, if we just did one thing in our marketing, we all just did one thing, what would that one thing be? And they decided, quite simplistically, the thing they wanted to do was networking. So one of the partners said, well, I enjoy taking clients out for lunch, taking them for drinks. So that's what I'm going to do. So he focused on simply wining and dining clients and prospects. The other partner said, well, I'm not sure I want to do that. I enjoy playing golf. So he simply takes out contractors and builders and other people in the construction business for golf. And Sue, who's the office manager, said, well, I've got a young family. I don't want to do physical networking. I'll do all my networking online. So she spends time on Facebook and on Twitter. So they've simply said, we're not going to do all these other things. We're going to focus on one thing, which is networking, and we're going to try and score ourselves and manage ourselves and improve and get better at just doing one thing. And that's what I mean by back to basics. Just do one thing. What's the one thing you enjoy doing? What's the one thing that brings you in maximum number of prospects or leads? And do that as well as you can. Forget about other stuff. Just do one thing.
That's it. Just focus, huh? But you hear all these people giving this sexy advice about blogs and Twitter. I know you're active on Twitter. Where does that fall into this back to the basics, or does it even fall into focus on the basics?
Well, if I said to you, you know, would you put all your eggs in one basket of Twitter? You might say yes or no. I'm not quite sure. So I would simply say to people, look, in the last year or 18 months, where have all your clients come from? Where have they originated from? Focus on doing more of that.
In the case of the firm that you mentioned, it's networking.
Yes.
What are some other effective tools that you might suggest to small businesses when they say, well, I don't know, where do I start?
Well, I believe in the maxim, always do what your competition's not doing. So, you know, when everybody else is zigging, you zag, and when they zag, you zig. And that's a great thing to think about now. So at the moment, people are cutting back on lots of things. People are cutting back, for example, on live events. So I find an effective way for a lot of people in the service sector is to put on some form of live event, call it a workshop, call it a seminar, and you can invite people to that. And of course, there is something that a Scotsman invented when he was in North America, you know, nearly 150 years ago, that you can still use. And we call that in the UK the telephone. I'm sure it's reached the US now as well. It's okay to pick up the telephone and call people. If you're really, you know, scratching your head and you want something immediately, speak to your existing clients, make sure you're looking after them, and then it's okay to pick up the phone.
We're talking with Rod Sloan. He's author of 121 Marketing Ideas to Grow Your Small Business. And we are talking about the state of small business marketing. Rod, what do you think the future holds? Where are we going with small business marketing?
I think the future is this. We all offer a commodity service as far as most of our prospects and consumers are concerned. You know, everything that we offer is very similar. All we have is ourselves. So I think the future is going to be more and more about you as an individual showing up, standing up and saying, this is what I believe in. This is where I want to go. This is what I believe in as a business. Are you prepared to take up a stand and say, this is what I believe in and we're different from our competition? What can you say that nobody else could say or dare say? Say it. Stand out. Be different. You'll attract those people who want to do business with you, and you'll repel the others.
Okay, Rod, some very good stuff there in a short period of time, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Next up is Drew McClellan. He is the top dog at the McClellan Marketing Group. And Drew, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. Glad to be a part of it.
We're taking the pulse of small business marketing and just trying to gauge what is the state of small business marketing right now. There's a lot going on out there. Just give me your overall opinion right now of where small business marketing is going.
I think overall it's actually a great time to be a small business in terms of marketing. You know, one of the traits that's true about small business owners, one of the reasons why I think they go out on their own is because they want a lot of variety, and that the idea of living in a cube and doing the same thing all day, you know, is just toxic to them. And so I think that translates to the way they market, too. And I think sometimes small business owners get a little bit like a ping pong ball in terms of their marketing. They're kind of bouncing all over. And one of the great things about the recession, actually, is that it's forced small business owners to slow down and be more deliberate with their marketing, which I think in the end is good for their business.
Now, you're a small business owner yourself. You have your own company.
I am.
And I know you're in marketing, but just how important is marketing to a small business? How much time and effort should small businesses put into marketing?
I think that marketing for any small business is as foundational as paying your electric bill and having lights and having a customer. I think it needs to become just part of the fabric of what you do every day. I think the best business owners in terms of marketing are the ones who just weave it into the culture of their organization as opposed to something they turn on and off when they are in desperate need of new customers.
Well, of course, small business owners, probably many of them know that they need to be doing marketing, but they say, oh man, there's just so much to do out there. What exactly do I do? Where do they start?
I think they start, actually, I just wrote about this the other day. There's no magic bullet for marketing. There is no one thing that fits everybody. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of discipline. So I think they start by knowing their business and knowing their customers. And I think one of the mistakes that a lot of small business people make is it's kind of a two-pronged mistake. One, they try and do everything. They try and do too many things. And two, they don't do anything long enough for it to take root and actually start to work, which gives them the false impression that it's a bad tactic, and so then they try something else. So they sort of undo everything they've done over and over. So my advice to all small business owners is know your business, know your customer, pick two or three things, and commit to those two or three things, whether it's an electronic newsletter or advertising in your local paper or being involved on Twitter or Facebook, whatever it is, whatever fits for your audience, and commit to it for 6 months or a year. But just stay the course long enough to know if it actually works.
But what should small businesses say in their marketing? What should they focus on in their marketing message?
Well, as you know, one of the biggest mistakes that small business owners make in their marketing is they spend a lot of time talking about themselves. And really, none of us are paying attention to what everybody else in the world is about. What we care about is, how does this impact my world? How is this going to change my business or my family or my home or whatever the product is? And so I think what they really need to focus on is who they're talking to and what matters to that person and talk in that language. But it's not about, it's our 50th anniversary, therefore. It's not about, it's not about me, me, me. It's really about who you're talking to. And I think the other mistake they make is they try and shove way too much into any marketing communication piece. I don't care if it's a radio spot or a Facebook ad or anything in between. It's, one key message.
Yeah, that's hard to do because you've got all this ad space, or you got 30 seconds, or you have 60 seconds. You got to fill it with something, right?
And as you and I know, the way to fill it is to go deeper rather than wider. So I don't have to tell you about all 12 features of my product or service. What I want to do is focus on the one that I think matters most to the audience I'm talking to, and then give them examples or tell a story that allows them to grab onto that example and understand why it should matter to them.
You know, Drew, we are really operating in a time of great transition, I feel, in the marketing field, where we've got the old media, we've got the new media, the digital age. What advice can you give small business owners about what to do during this period of transition?
Well, it gets back to my earlier comment about why they became a small business owner in the first place. I think that a lot of business owners are stimulated by a lot of different things, and they like to try new things, and they like to take risks. And the danger in that is that it's a little bit of the shiny object syndrome, where you tend to bounce around. And my advice to them is, probably for most businesses, there is a blend of old and new that is right for your customer base in your market and your product and service. And so it's not all about the new. There's still nothing wrong for plenty of businesses, despite what you read about newspapers being dead or, broadcast media because of TiVo, why bother being on television? For many businesses, there's nothing wrong with the tried and true advertising tools. Doesn't mean it's all you should do, but you shouldn't dismiss them just because they're not new.
And so what's Drew McClellan's best marketing advice, his parting shots?
Yeah, a couple things. One, have a marketing plan. Even if it's a one sheet of paper, list the three things you're going to do, the audiences that's going to matter to, how often you're going to do them. Just those little factors. Businesses who commit to marketing a little bit every day and put something in place and let it ride its course and have it in writing are much more likely to A, follow through, and B, to stay the course and be successful, and C, be able to measure those results. That's one piece of advice. And my second piece of advice, in terms of all of the new media and the social media, the beautiful thing about it is nobody's got it figured out yet. So it's the perfect time for businesses to experiment and play around and try different things, because usually the cost of entry is relatively limited. So I think finding the blend of the new and the old, but also having a plan rather than just sort of winging it, is a nice combination for success.
And that's Drew McClellan of McClellan Marketing Group in Des Moines, Iowa. You can catch Drew's advice online at Drew's Marketing Minute. I'll post a link to his blog on the show notes. And joining us now is Becky McCray. She has smallbizsurvival.com, and she's also an entrepreneur. She owns four businesses, including a liquor store, Allen's Retail Liquors in Alva, Oklahoma. And Becky, welcome to the big show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We're taking the pulse of small business marketing, checking out what is the state of small business marketing. You talk about marketing some on your website. You also have four businesses, and you do some marketing yourself. Where is small business marketing heading? What's the trend right now?
Well, from the small town perspective, I write a lot about small town business, so this, of course, will be what I kind of focus on. The businesses that are in small towns are reaching a point where everything is shifting on them. They're kind of frustrated with traditional advertising, and in a small town, they've not had to do a lot of the broader perspective marketing of engaging customers, except just on a small town basis, you know, directly. So this is a frustrating shift for them to try to comprehend a whole new mindset and a whole new way of doing business when everything is moving towards online.
Yeah, it's crossing that great digital divide right now. And I read your blog and I look at your website and I see you counseling small businesses all the time. And you tell them to reach out beyond their own hometown.
Where I live, population is declining. And this is a long-term trend, and it's not going to change tomorrow. So the small businesses here must reach out beyond their own hometown if they want to grow, or even just if they want to be able to maintain their current level. The other thing is that with technology, more businesses than ever are able to get far beyond just what they were limited to locally before. Any service provider can be practically location independent at this point. So that just makes it that much more important to also be marketing and engaging people beyond your city limits.
So what do you think are the top small business marketing tools right now, and how do you use them?
They're all based around the idea of connecting with your customers. And so for each business, of course, it's different. We're seeing a lot of attention on the national level paid to using Twitter as a marketing tool. And that's very tricky because I just got a marketing message yesterday. They retweeted a statement of mine where I said that my new hard drive had arrived. And they chose to use that to link to an ad. I had suffered a hard drive failure. I wasn't very amused by being, you know, drawn into someone else's ad. It's one thing to engage people on a one-on-one level. It's another thing to use it for advertising. In terms of the smallest of businesses, everything should focus on just finding ways to engage people on a meaningful one-on-one level.
We talk a lot about these new tools, these new marketing tools for small businesses, and that's sexy. But what about the old tools? Are old media, are they still a viable option for small businesses?
Right now, for small businesses, especially in a small town, your traditional media is still your number one tool for reaching your local folks. In my small town, the number of people that are online is far fewer than the number of people who read the local newspaper or listen to the local radio. But there's also some other traditional tools that people don't think about too much that are still extremely effective in a marketing standpoint, which includes things like doing some flyers that are advertising your business, building awareness, and building word of mouth, putting in an excellent performance that makes people willing to talk about you, and giving the people the tools that they need to talk about and make referrals to you.
Help clarify the picture here a little bit for these small businesses, because I know you talk to a lot of them. I talk to a lot of them. There's so many options out there, and they're just wondering what they should do. Where do you start? Give us some advice on where you should start marketing your small business.
And I'm not going to start with how to market. I'm going to back up. Where you should start is by making a plan. Too many folks are just as guilty of using a scattershot approach with new tools as we're guilty of using a scattershot approach with old tools. If you haven't sat down and made a plan of how you market your business, then none of your actions are going to be as effective as they could be. So back up and make a very simple marketing plan that's as simple as defining who your customer is, figuring out how you're going to reach them, and then determining the cost in time and money. That gives you a complete plan of what you're going to do. And so rather than saying, yes, use Facebook, I'm going to say, yes, have a plan.
That will save you a lot of time because it'll prevent all those what do I do next questions. All right, that's Becky McCray, smallbizsurvival.com. Becky, we appreciate your thoughts on the state of small business marketing.
Thanks for giving me a chance to contribute.
And we move to our final guest on the State of Small Business episode of Power to the Small Business. It's Matt Foster, CEO of Artworks, search engine optimization firm in Austin, Texas.
We are trying to get a big picture of small business marketing right now. Where is it and where is it heading? I know you deal a lot in search engine optimization and you deal with small businesses and medium-sized businesses. Give me a snapshot of the condition of small business marketing right now.
Well, I think most small business owners need to be educated as to what the options are for online marketing and what the power of it is. And I find that's the biggest hurdle. There's a lot of mythology out there, which, you know, a lot of people think that you can hire a firm, go in, make some changes to the website, and voila, you're at the top of Google. And most people don't understand social media and blogging and that type of thing, which is extremely powerful as far as getting the site to rank for any type of competitive key phrase.
So you work in the online world and you work with websites. Give me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important in the marketing picture for a small business is having a website and having it optimized for search engines?
I would say 10 to both.
And why do you say that?
Well, nobody uses the Yellow Pages anymore, I don't think. The cost of the Yellow Pages is extremely high compared to the cost of, you know, assume you're a local business, like a plumber or something like that. The cost of throwing up a website, 5 to 10 pages maybe, and getting that to rank well in a local geographic area is really small compared to what you pay for other forms of traditional media. As well, your reach is much broader. And, you know, for medium-sized businesses, you can't get people to that website without being visible in the search engines. So building a website without doing any kind of optimization is pointless.
Do you actually need, do you think, does a small business need search engine optimization? I mean, you said like plumbers, what about like a dry cleaner, somebody like that. Do we actually need search engine optimization?
I think they need at least some basic search engine optimization. So you definitely have to be able to appear in the search engine for your geographic area, your city, followed by plumber or dry cleaner or zip code, something like that. So, you know, at least some basic on-page SEO would be necessary, and I think that depending on how each niche is different, but depending on what else is going on in your locale, you may need some off-page SEO, and I would recommend at least a minimum amount of blogging and link building and possibly establishing a social media presence. But it doesn't have to be tens of thousands of dollars worth of work for a business like that.
So a small business listening to this right now, they're trying to get the marketing picture. Tell them the most important thing you think they should do, and we understand that you're coming from the search engine optimization viewpoint. What should they do to get started?
Well, they need to get a website built. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Definitely, you know, want it to be a basic, maybe 5 to 10 page website. Not in Flash. Basic HTML will be fine. Get a blog installed on it. There's free blog software available at, you know, blogger.com or wherever. And get somebody who knows something about some basic SEO just to take care of your basics like your title tags, your H1s, and maybe write you some copy for your site. Build a few links, make some friends maybe on Twitter or local social networking sites, and just start building a name for yourself.
great stuff from our guests. And if I could pick out a theme from their comments, it's that you can have a successful marketing plan in either the so-called new media or using traditional media, which reaffirms my thoughts about this digital divide that I'm talking about, this no man's marketing land that exists between the two worlds of marketing. I'm a practitioner, and I work on the street every day with small businesses. And so I have experienced and still experience success in both traditional media and new media, and I also experience results with no media at all by focusing on the customer experience. And I think you have to be careful listening to the pure theorists or evangelists who tout one way to do things. What you heard from our guest is that there really is no one media that is most effective, but the way to be effective is to pick one thing to do, and do it well. Focus and put your heart, your soul, your passion behind that tactic, and it is more likely to yield results. That being said, I want to issue a wake-up call to entrepreneurs. You need to learn the digital and online marketing tools, and you need to start now. Begin understanding social media and how it can be used for marketing. With each passing year, these tools become more important. A year from now, social media marketing will be more important than it is today, as Facebook, Twitter, blogs, online video, these Ning communities, as they become the accepted norm by the majority of the public, rather than shiny new fun toys, they could become your primary marketing weapon. Now, I don't think traditional media will go away, but they will become just another one of the many tools that you can use for marketing, and you should educate yourself about it. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe to the show on iTunes by checking out the show notes on the blog, and that address again is themarketingspot.blogspot.com or the podcast archives at themarketingspot.podomatic.com. My name is Jay Arrett. I hope you join us for our next episode of the Internet Show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the Internet Show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.